While you're online today, take a second to Google two images, okay? Neither is very hard to find. One of President Obama before he was elected to the presidency, and one now. Yeah, you'll see the man has grayed a lot. And before and afters are notoriously noticeable for a lot of presidents. Definitely Clinton, both Bushes. Reagan's a bit tougher since everyone suspects he dyed his hair. But anyway, along comes science to say gray hair is just the start of it. Dr. Anupam Jena has some hard numbers saying as hard as candidates try to reach the pinnacle of government, the stress appears to kill them. Dr. Jena studies in the latest issue of the British Medical Journal, and he joins me now from Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he's an associate professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Jena, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I actually had the chance to run your study by one John McCain, who famously tried to get the presidency and lost. Listen.
They looked at over 400 world leaders and runners-up. You live longer if you don't win. The pressures of office.
I knew there was a pony in there somewhere.
cold comfort, you know?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. That's sure. Wonderful news.
Dr. Jena, some wonderful news. A pony, maybe a consolation for John McCain in your data?
Yeah, maybe a unicorn even.
All right. Well, what does he get for losing?
So yeah, what we did was we compared world leaders. We looked at about 17 countries, almost 500 presidents, world chancellors, prime ministers in total compared to the runner-up candidates. And what we found was that from the time of your last election, a world leader lived about 2.5 years shorter than a socioeconomically comparable runner-up candidate.
So you win the presidency or the chancellorship or the prime ministership or whatever it is, and it just leads to a shorter life. That's the conclusion.
That's the conclusion.
All right. So is it the stress of office? What is it?
It could be a few things. So I think the stress of governance is probably very likely, being in the political spotlight, dealing with political rivalry, making big decisions around wars, economic downturns. That stress has to be critical. And we know from other places of study that stress does lead to adverse outcomes. If you look at heart attacks among people who just lost their job, or the loss of a loved one or spouse is associated with earlier death than you'd predict. And so we know stress matters. The other thing is that these are extraordinarily busy individuals. And so the time investments that are required to take care of your health, they just may not have the time to do that. So I think those are the two big possibilities.
I'm entertained by the before and after pictures of presidents like President Obama, who has clearly aged in office. Sometimes it seems a little unfair. We all age, especially since most of these people are in their 50s or 60s or 70s. So do we know that, like, President Obama is actually graying faster, you know, than he would have if he were just community organizer Obama?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't think so. I mean, all of these comparisons that we see, we don't actually see a random sample of Americans who were the same age as Obama when he was elected and then follow them out 8 years later. My guess is you would see similar amounts of graying and similar amounts of or weight gain, things like that, or wrinkles, features of aging. What we know is that these things aren't that predictive of your health and how things end up later, which is why it's important to study a hard endpoint like mortality.
At the same time, it should be said, almost all of these people on average, people at the pinnacle of power, live longer than the rest of us, right? It's not like if you win, you're facing a much shorter life than the general population. I mean, they have it pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. The kind of medical care that Bill Clinton or President Carter would have received is obviously quite different than the care of the typical American. But you know, for us, the thought experiment is not what Bill Clinton's life will look like compared to the average American. But the question is, what would Bill Clinton's life have looked like if he had not been in presidency?
And we can tease the idea even further. How about a guy like George H.W. Bush, who won one term as president, so that's maybe a setback in terms of longevity, but then he didn't get reelected. He lost to Clinton his second time, so maybe he's right down like 1.1 years off his life. I don't know if he's right down the sweet spot for you.
Exactly. He might have a little bit of the bonus and a little bit of the life expectancy gain.
2.2 years. That's the amount of time you give up on average if you get elected president or prime minister or chancellor. Dr. Anupam Jena of Harvard Medical School, thank you so much.
Thank you.